It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. John McCrae grew up here, worked for the Bemidji Pioneer, covered Beaver hockey through the early days of Division I. He and the rest of us went on a wild ride. The Beavers headed to the Frozen Four. John McCrae joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, bsubeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. John McCrae started covering Beaver hockey for the Bemidji Pioneer in 1999, the first year of Division I. By the spring of 2009, the Beavers took us all, McCrae included, on a wild ride to the Frozen Four. March 28th of 2009, Bemidji State opened up the NCAA Midwest Regional at Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids, hosting Notre Dame, knocked off the Irish 5-2. The next night, Beavers knocked off ninth-ranked Cornell 4-1, advancing to their first Frozen Four in the Division I era. I, like John McCrae, will always remember the trip home from Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Beavers charter flight headed back to Bemidji about 2 o'clock in the morning. When the Beavers landed, we sat at the end of the tarmac. Flight attendants came up to Coach Saratori and said, "Security has a problem. There's too many fans here." They had to close the terminal. Everyone is standing out in the parking lot. John McCrae, working for the Bemidji Pioneer at that time, rumor has it, wrote his headline before the game ever started. He remembers the trip home as well.
Very, very vivid memory. And it was just like you explained, the whole way back, it was almost like it was a dream. Like you were still trying, it hadn't hit everybody yet that it actually had happened. And really the magnitude of what had just happened. And then we got back and it was late. It was, you know, 1-2 in the morning, late. And we get there and just like you said, the place was packed and they weren't letting anybody inside. So everybody was standing outside and they were just going crazy. And yeah, so much fun. And then that's when it really kind of hit everybody, I think, that, hey, this is a big deal. This is a really big deal.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.